verified identity. Access granted. Welcome to the Conspiracy Bunker.
Welcome into another edition of the Conspiracy Bunker, America's truth for true Americans. I am your host, Alexander, and we've got a big episode for you. We'll be running down items of news in the conspiracy world, including John Podesta's alien that's escaped, and how the Trump administration had an aircraft carrier completely disappear. How'd it happen? We're gonna tell you, but the big story tonight is the truth that no one else has. The collusion between Donald Trump and Russia. We have the truth. It's a distraction in the news right now. Donnie Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and emails paying the Russian for hacking and dirt on Hillary Clinton. It's all just a distraction. There was collusion between Donald Trump and the Russians. He paid the Russians, but he paid them for access to an alternative universe. And we're going to prove it coming up on this episode of The Conspiracy Bunker.
Hello there. Hi, how are you? I'm the famous Austrian actor Klaus Nippelbargen, and I've come up with a new product for you to try. But first, I want to talk to you about bears. You're in the woods, maybe you're in the mountains, you're on a hike. Then there's a bear, and he's not like, hi, nice to meet you. He charges. You try and use the bear mace, but the mace does nothing, and you go for your gun. But before you can get it, the bear's on top of you, eating your face like it's lunches. But don't worry about this problem anymore. I invented bear knuckles. It's like brass knuckles, but for bears. So when the bear comes after you and he's not nice, you're like, calm down. You can just punch it, give it an uppercut. Next thing you know, the bear sit down and you punch it again, and then it's on the ground. Unconscious, and you can stand there and you say something clever like, looks like hibernation came early this year. You don't want to get eaten by a bear. When it attacks you, you stop it. You say, you're out cold. Then you can go about the rest of your day without being afraid of bears eating you for lunches. Having a bear come after you can make you want to take a poo-poo in your pants. Do not take a poo-poo. Punch the bear. Bear knuckles. Punch a bear if you want to live.
Well, folks, it's happened. Donald Trump is the president. He is the United States puppet, the commander in deceit, the thief executive. And now, people can't help but wonder, how is it that a man who's a reality TV star, a punchline from the 1980s, a rebooted punchline from the early 2000s, how could that person rise and be elected to the office of the President of the United States? Well, it took some outside influence. Everyone has their theories, including several major news outlets.
We're going to begin. The New York Times reporting that Trump campaign aides and allies had repeated contacts with senior Russian intelligence officials before the election.
And the questions about his links with Russia are piling up. And when the president is angry, the place he vents is on Twitter. But on Capitol Hill, there's one central concern among senior Republicans and Democrats. It's the administration's links to the Russian government.
Now, it is believed that Donald Trump and Russia worked together in order to win Donald Trump the election. But no one can figure out exactly how, to what extent. The FBI can't figure it out. The CIA can't figure it out. but we at the Conspiracy Bunker know exactly how they did it. And we're going to tell you. So I hope you're sitting down, and I hope you're sitting on a toilet, because this will make you tinkle. Donald Trump and his staff established ties with Russia. And Russia, in turn, gave him ties with the alternate universe. That's the collusion. That's how he won the election. We're going to lay out all the proof to you in this episode, but for all the pieces of the puzzle to make sense, we first need to provide some context. And that context comes in the form of a man, a singer, a former boy band member, Lance Bass. You see, in 2002, Lance Bass of NSYNC, the boy band, a singer, a dancer, became a cosmonaut. He used his millions of dollars to buy his way into Russia, buy his way into their military program in a way you can do in Russia, but not in the United States. Lance Bass, the cosmonaut. A man whose only prior qualifications are being able to carry a tune, dance a little dance, is suddenly able to put on a big boy astronaut suit and go into space. Maybe even visit the top secret research facilities on Mars. Now, all the superpowers of the world are constantly trying to be the best when it comes to military technology, military powers, military programs. Some of those programs are top secret. Some are public. But those superpowers won't let normal, everyday citizens just have access to these programs, technologies. Speaking from personal experience, the United States government will even kidnap you and try to brainwash you to wipe your memory clean of the knowledge of those military technologies. But they do things a little bit different in Russia. That's because of something known in underground information circles as the Lance Bass business model. That basically states that aspects of Russia's military technology, top secret or otherwise, is available to an average citizen. That is, of course, if you can offer the right price. So if Lance Bass could use his millions to become a cosmonaut, imagine what Donald Trump and his billions of dollars could buy. I'll tell you what it bought. Donald Trump bought from Russia exclusive access to a portal that leads to an alternate dimension. Millions of you have said that Donald Trump winning the presidency feels like we've slipped into an alternate universe. Well, the fact is, the alternate universe has slipped into us. Now, we know that the alternate universe is real. Those of you who read conspiracy periodicals in the early 1990s know that we swapped Michael Jackson's with the alternate universe. In fact, here's U.S. politicians even acknowledging publicly the existence of the alternate universe.
The Democrats right now are living in an alternative universe.
Now, I see my share, fair share of propaganda. But this letter must have been written in an alternative universe.
That is a stereotype. That belongs in the alternative reality.
It has to be dealt with in Syria. And to suggest that Syria is at peace today, man, they're living in an alternative universe. This is devastation.
I do feel sometimes like this campaign has entered into an alternative universe. I have to sort of step into the alternative reality.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
to say that these women are all lying is just stunning. So he does live in a parallel universe. And I think that the women have had it.
Trump, you know, to his credit, was very smart at exploiting alternative universe that he created more than anybody I've ever seen in politics. And kudos for him for kind of creating the environment and then manipulating the environment to his effect.
So there's some truth. U.S. politicians acknowledging that the alternate universe exists and acknowledging that they've communicated with the alternate universe. But now it's Johnny Trump with the access to the alternate universe, and he leverages that access to win an election, to win the presidency. He brings in, from the other side, an invading army. He opens up a portal of deplorables. And almost instantly, the news outlets had a name for these deplorables.
The so-called alternative right movement.
Trump and the so-called alternative right movement.
The alt-right movement is a term that most people don't know. And they haven't known it. I mean, almost other people haven't even known it still.
For the alt-right.
Describes the alt-right as far-right groups, individuals, or ideologies with a core belief Trump says is under attack.
The alt-right. It makes perfect sense. What is alt short for? Alternate. Alternate universe. The alt-right is a right-wing faction from the alternate universe. That's why, to the untrained eye, it seems like the alt-right came out of nowhere. They came out of another universe. An alternate universe. Shorten it, alt-universe. That explains why, suddenly, the alt-right has a different view of what our country actually is. Why, suddenly, these people have a different set of values from the rest of us. And with the portal of deplorables open, the alt-right started to seep into our world. Just like Skeletor's invading army came through a gateway into our world and masters of the universe. But in this world, it is Donald Trump who is He-Man, not Dolph Lundgren. Now, before we continue with more facts to back this up and prove to you that it's the truth, there are some of you saying right now, wait a minute, buddy, I'm a member of the alt-right, and that's okay if you didn't come from another universe. But be wary of those around you, because there are interdimensional beings that have invaded our world around you right now. Take notes, be vigilant, and trust no one. Now, here's another big piece of the puzzle, a big, bleached, Botoxed, glaring piece of evidence named Kellyanne Conway. She is the canary in the coal mine, releasing a death fart to signal we've been compromised by another universe. But has anyone heard or smelled this bird's death fart? We have. Every time that Kellyanne Conway speaks to the press, she seems to forget which universe she's actually in. She appears to continue to play by the alternate universe's rules instead of ours. We've seen various clips that make it obvious that she's not from this world. She's from the alternate universe. A political power player there, but not here. It doesn't translate. So we've selected a few clips to show you exactly how we know Kellyanne Conway is from the alternate universe.
And they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that. But the point remains.
Wait a minute. Alternative facts?
Alternative fact. What is an alternative fact? Well, a fact by itself is just something that's true in our world. But an alternative fact is a fact in the alternate universe. Alternative, alternate, alt. Alternative facts are truths of their world, but not ours. And here's another instance where Kellyanne Conway tries to bring the reality of her alternate universe into ours.
And they're using her, who's been a champion for women empowerment,
sure,
women in the workplace, to get to him.
Just,
so I think people can see through that.
30
go
seconds.
Go buy Ivanka's stuff is what I would say. I'm going to go get some on myself today.
There is.
That's a politician and the member of a White House staff flat out doing a commercial. Now, she had to be reminded that it's illegal to do. Why would you need to be reminded? Because you're from the alternate universe and you forgot? In our world, it's illegal for a politician, an acting member of the United States government, to publicly endorse any product. However, in the alternate universe, it is illegal for politicians to not endorse products during their campaign speeches. We know this because of a tape we've obtained from the alternate universe. It is a recording of a historical speech that may sound familiar to you, but after you listen, you'll get an inside glimpse to the type of corporate sponsorships between politicians and corporations in the alternate universe. Now, I have to warn you, the recording has traveled through magnetic fields and portals in order to transfer from one universe into ours, so the audio quality has suffered quite a bit.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what the insurance company, Constitutional Mutual, can do for you.
I have to be honest with you folks, the first time I heard that recording, vomit came out of my nose. And for Kellyanne Conway, it's just normal. She gets confused, bouncing back and forth between universes. It's exhausting, disoriented. So it's understandable that you would forget where you are. Forget which universe you're in. Yet, here's another clip where she forgets which universe she's in.
What I can say is there are many ways to surveil each other. Microwaves that turn into cameras, etc.
It's absolutely preposterous to think that in our universe, microwaves are used by the government to spy on you. In the alternative universe, it is commonplace for microwaves to be used by the government to spy on you. That's why she said that. But in our world, don't be ridiculous. Microwaves don't spy on you here. Microwaves in our world are used by major corporations to implant corporate agenda into your everyday thoughts. Now here's another all-telling clip from Kellyanne Canary.
Two Iraqis came here to this country, were radicalized, and they were the masterminds behind the Bowling Green Massacre. Most people don't know that because it didn't get covered.
The Bowling Green Massacre. An event that was tragic, terrible, historical, downright awful. She makes mention of it. But then people go on to say that it never happened. Multiple news outlets say that she lied, made it up. There was no Bowling Green Massacre. Well, I'm going to tell you, there was. It just wasn't in our world. It was in her world, the alternate universe. It's a fact that it happened, an alternate fact. The next piece of this puzzle is White House Press Secretary as of June 2017, Sean Spicer, who is very obviously another piece of the administration that hails from the alternate universe. Here's Sean Spicer on his very first day in front of the press.
This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe. Even the New York Times printed a photograph showing that a misrepresentation of the crowd in the original tweet in their paper, which showed the full extent of the support, depth, and crowd and intensity that existed.
So right away, he's using alternate facts. We clearly know that there were only around 400,000 people there, yet he goes in front of the media and contradicts the evidence, says there were over 1 million people. Those are alternate facts. The inauguration in Trump's universe, the alternate universe, was widely attended because it's a different world. Here's another alternate fact that Spicer tries to invade us with from the alternate universe.
Someone as despicable as Hitler, who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons.
In our universe, Adolf Hitler started World War II, and he did in fact use lethal gas on millions of civilians. But in Spicer's universe, Adolf Hitler was an animator of children's movies. He didn't meet his demise until he went on a shooting rampage inside of his own theme park. Here's another clip.
The president puts Russian salad dressing on his salad tonight. Somehow that's a Russian connection. That's the silliest thing I've ever heard.
Russian salad dressing on his salad is a Russian connection, and it has to be. I've been in the grocery store thousands of times, never seen Russian salad dressing. Does it exist? If it does, you have to have a connection to Russia to get it. And Donald Trump appears to have it. Thanks for ratting him out, Sean Spicer, press secretary of the alternate universe. The final piece in our puzzle of proof is President Donald Trump himself. Now, as you know, there are plenty of clips that we could play that would incriminate him, that would prove it. But I want to stick to the important clips. The ones that prove it once and for all that Donald Trump is colluding with Russia, with the alternate universe, to become supreme commander of both of our worlds. I'm talking about something that's been glaring us in the face for a long time.
They're at the Miss Universe pageant. We bring people together. The Miss Universe pageant. Miss Universe.
Miss Universe. Donald Trump controls that pageant. Miss Universe. Sells the rights. Runs the thing. Shows up. Promotes it. Now, let me ask you this. Why else would someone feel the need to name a Miss of the Universe unless there were multiple universes? You don't get to just point to someone, give them a crown and a sash, and say, hey, you're Miss of the Universe, unless you have control over the transfer of people, of information, of yourself in between multiple universes. Unless you have control of a universe, like Donald Trump does. And now you may ask, well, what does Miss Universe and having control over a universe have to do with Russia? I'll tell you, have a listen.
Well, this will be a great one, there's no question, because of the fact that it's Miss Universe in Moscow. It's very special. This is going to be maybe the best we've ever had. We're very proud of it.
Going to Moscow is a great thing. We can avoid it and hide.
Miss Universe in Russia. In Moscow. Who else lives in Moscow? Vladimir Putin. So there's Donald Trump, colluding with the alternate universe, colluding with Russia to get to the alternate universe. And now Miss Universe is in Russia. It's in Moscow. She can walk straight through the portal onto the stage to accept her crown. Donald Trump having Miss Universe in Vladimir Putin's hometown. Could it get any more obvious than that? Yes, it can. Listen to this.
The planet, it's so big out there. We're here, they're there. It's like they're our next door neighbor, right? In terms of the universe. Miss Universe, by the way, made a great deal when I saw it.
So there he is, flat out telling us that he goes back and forth between both worlds. He controls the universe and even plugs Miss Universe. He's so cocky, he put it right in front of our faces, but some of us caught it. It's happening, people. Donald Trump is leading an invading army from the alternate universe into ours. It's how he's risen to power. It's what's happening. Do you want their world to become our world? In their world, 1776 does not exist. In their world, "Don't tread on me" is a tire slogan in a commercial. I put myself at risk to tell you this information. Do you know what it's like to have this kind of data? Do you know what it's like to be in fear when you go to the grocery store, not knowing what a safe Disney lizard person could come out of nowhere and snatch you up and take you to the alternative universe and hold you hostage? I've got too much data to feel safe. Ignorance is bliss, but intelligence is wearing a bulletproof vest. Ah, this is what I'm dealing with. Ooh, ah, oh. Okay, I gotta settle down. I gotta wrap this up. Me being in danger, though, is worth it. If you can know the truth. And now, you have the full story. On Donald Trump, Russia, and the alternative universe. And I can't part from this story without saying to you that sometimes, when you look around, it's easy to feel like it's a bizarre world. A country being run by incompetence, informed by ignorance and corporate agenda. It's easy to think we've slipped into an alternative universe. You have to remind yourself, this is your world. You belong here. It's just a chosen few that have come from the alternative dimension into ours. If we stay true to ourselves and our values, those chosen few will eventually return to their universe so that we can get back to improving ours. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Attention! Do you or someone you know suffer from side effects from using the Globotron 3000 personal assistant robot and home nuclear reactor kit? If so, you may be entitled to a class action settlement. Using the Globotron 3000 personal assistant robot and home nuclear reactor kit has been known to cause side effects such as loss of hair, loss of skin, loss of fingernails, loss of household pets. If you have suffered from this or other crippling pain that has affected your work life, social life, sex life, or online video game life, you may be entitled. To see if you qualify, pick up the phone and dial 1-888-239-1212. That's 1-888-239-1212. Then enter the extension 129-328-4272-8922. That's 1-888-239-1212. Then enter the extension 129-328-4272-8922. After that, you will hear an automated prompt to enter your case number. The case number is 728-59BCT89. The Globotron 3000 personal assistant robot and nuclear reactor kit has caused you or a friend to live every single day in excruciating pain. You don't have to do it for free. Pick up the phone right now and call 1-888-239-1212. Then enter the extension 129-328-4272-8922 to see if you're qualified for a class action settlement.
Gonna get to a couple bits of news for those of us that know conspiracies are actually truth. But first, I want to talk to you about the two phrases we used in our previous story and that we've been hearing a lot of in the previous days.
Alternative facts.
Fake news.
That's right. Alternative facts and fake news. I clarified that alternative facts... alt facts?
Alternative facts.
Or for the alternative universe, the alternate universe. Alternative facts are facts that are only facts in the alternate universe, not in ours. So when someone believes an alternative fact and tries to make you believe it too, they're part of the invasion. They want you to believe that so that their world can take over ours. And you have to stand up. When you hear the other term...
fake news.
Fake news...
fake news.
Fake news? Fake news is a fact. Being called a lie by someone from the alternate universe. Fake news is real news in our world, but fake news is an alternate fact in the alternate universe. The fact here is not the fact there, but the fact there is not the fact here. It is an alternate fact, and then here is a fake news fact that is not a real piece of news in their world. It's an alternate piece of news and a fake news fact. So as we are in the middle of an invasion from the alternate universe that we will soon quell, believe me, it is important to remember the difference between an alternate fact and fake news, and now you know. In other news, John Podesta, who used to be involved in the Hillary Clinton campaign, was part of the White House staff for a little while.
John Podesta has always been a strong advocate for declassification of government files in general and UFO files in particular. As White House chief of staff for Bill Clinton, Podesta helped declassify hundreds of millions of documents.
Sad news out of his garage. The alien that he was keeping there in hiding has escaped. And anyone who knows the whereabouts of it is urged to contact them as soon as possible. I would give you the description, but hopefully you know what an extraterrestrial looks like at this point. It is not known the intentions of this extraterrestrial, so please try to avoid using lethal force. If you are to kill an extraterrestrial, you may unknowingly subject yourself to extradition to another planet, and you don't want that, believe me. Last part of our news today, the aircraft carrier USS Vinson, who was supposed to be heading toward North Korea, was supposed to be off the coast of North Korea 3 months ago, but after looking around, they realized there was no aircraft carrier. It was missing, lost. How does an aircraft carrier flat out disappear?
The question tonight, why were the White House and Pentagon brass confused about the location of this giant aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vinson, last week? Saying it was heading toward Korea as a show of force.
Major government officials who have cameras everywhere, they're spying on everything. They even have satellites with cameras that look at every inch of the earth, yet they can't find a massive aircraft carrier. So what happened? Where does it turn up? thousands of miles away.
In fact, the aircraft carrier was heading in the opposite direction, toward Australia.
The USS Vinson is a multi-billion dollar watercraft run by experts, people that know what they're doing. And suddenly they end up thousands of miles away, going the wrong direction? Something bigger is at play here. Perhaps a mysterious force. This is the proof we've been looking for, people, in a theory that was floated out there 2 years ago. The Bermuda Triangle, because of the shift in strength of magnetic fields on the planet Earth, is shifting to the other hemisphere. The Bermuda Triangle isn't locked to Bermuda, and now it's popping up in the eastern Pacific. And it just misplaced a U.S. aircraft carrier. So be vigilant. If you are sailing in the eastern Pacific, watch the ships on the horizon and make sure they don't disappear. And this marks the end of transmission from the Conspiracy Bunker. We hope you have some truth in your system now. Reminder, you can send us your truth, your stories, questions, anything at all to theconspiracybunker@gmail.com. We want to know the truth. If you've got it, that's theconspiracybunker@gmail.com. We are America's Truth for True Americans. This has been your host, Alexander, reminding you to be vigilant, and we'll see you next time on another edition of The Conspiracy Bunker.
The podcast you just heard is considered satire of conspiracy and is in no way intended to be considered news or fact.